Chapter 2. Tav and Twitch. Unlike many cities in Awath Tray, Birkfield was a place of peace, comfort and prosperity. Nestled among beautiful low hills, it had grown from village to town to city in short order. The shops were quaint, the streets clean, and the people friendly and hospitable. The bell tower, set up on a rise near the city centre, served as a daily reminder to all who lived there that life was good for the citizens of Birkfield. All civil activities took place in the buildings surrounding the bell tower, and the square nearby was the prime location for citywide celebrations and festivities. The city leaders prided themselves on their progressive spirit. All orders and guilds that supported the city statutes and promoted its excellent reputation were welcome, and all who loved peace were universally accepted. Accordingly, the Knights of the Prince had encountered little resistance in establishing a thriving haven in Birkfield. The haven leaders found it reasonably easy to recruit men and women into its ranks, for without threat of persecution, they could promote the cause of the Prince openly. Young people were especially eager to join and learn the art of the sword. Much of the haven's resources went toward training camps for the young knights, who would eventually be commissioned to embark on their own missions into the kingdom for the prince.
"Twitch, why don't you train the recruits in the sword today?" Tav said with a smile.
He swiped his hand back through his wavy brown hair, revealing the confident blue eyes of a sturdy young man.
"I don't think so, Tav," his friend replied. "They deserve someone who really knows what he's doing."
"Look, the best way to get better at something is to teach it."
Tav put a strong hand on his friend's shoulder.
"You can do this."
He swung his sword in a powerful arc and deftly brought its tip to the top of his scabbard, then smartly snapped it in place.
"Besides," he said,
as he pointed to a nearby group of young men and women,
"I've already told them you'd be their instructor, and they're waiting for you."
"Gee, thanks,"
Twitch muttered. A muscle in Twitch's right cheek jerked involuntarily, and he reached up to massage it with his right hand. His auburn hair framed a tender face.